Detached retina. This is an emergency. Let's figure out if you might have it.
Welcome to Talking with Docs. I'm Dr. Brad Weening.
I'm Dr. Paul Zalzal. We have a guest.
And I'm Raj Binlish. I'm an ophthalmologist at Oakville Trafalgar Hospital.
So we brought in an eye surgeon to talk about what a retinal detachment is, how you know if you have one, and the timing of getting seen, because this is really critical to protect your vision. So,
what is the retina first?
So the retina is the back part of the eye. It helps you see. It's the reason why we can see shapes, colors, images, and for our brain to process this information.
Okay, so what is a detached retina and how does it happen?
So imagine wallpaper against a wall. A detached retina, the wallpaper or the retina comes off the wall of the eye, and that can lead to profound vision loss.
I hate that. That happens all the time in our bathroom. Not the retina.
The wallpaper.
Yeah. Okay, so who is going to be getting this? What is the cause of a retinal detachment?
So there are many causes of retinal detachment. Typically, it's more middle-aged people who are a little bit more short-sighted, people who may have had a history of an eye injury. There may be some association of retinal detachment after any type of eye surgery. But pretty much anybody can get a retinal detachment.
Is it traumatic or atraumatic?
Majority of the time it's atraumatic, but sometimes localized eye trauma can cause it.
Okay. So what are the symptoms? What'll I feel if my retina's peeling off the wall?
So the big symptoms that we talk about with patients and reasons why we see people, so the big two are flashes and floaters. So you may see a burst of flashing lights. Some people describe it as little sparkles, arcs of light. They're usually off to the side of the vision. And that's followed by seeing a million little black dots or threads or lines. Or you might say, oh, where did this fly come from? And you're trying to swat it, and there's nothing in the air. So those are usually some early indications of a possible vitreous detachment that could cause a retinal detachment and should mean that you get your eye checked as soon as possible.
Okay.
Any associated pain?
Usually this is painless, so there will be no pain, there will be no other symptoms. You should not be getting a headache or any other neurologic symptoms.
And one other thing for me, I'm assuming that it's not going to kind of come and go. Once it comes, it's either going to stay the same or slowly get worse. Is that fair to say?
The flashing won't come and go. Okay. Some people get a few bursts of it, but the floaters definitely stay. So right. It's not like the floaters, you see a bunch of floaters and then they go away. Right. No, you'll have floaters. And then eventually if the retina comes off, you'll see a curtain, and the curtain will be causing a shadow, which is
an ominous sign.
Ominous
they say, right?
sign, and it won't go away. If it comes and goes, probably more likely a stroke. But if it's permanent and it's not getting better or getting worse, that's more likely a retinal detachment.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so we talked to you what the retina is, what happens when it detaches, what are some of the symptoms. We told you have to get to see a medical professional quickly.
Right. So where are you going, I guess?
So you mean, again, optometrists can diagnose.
Yeah.
So you mean your optometrist may be able to diagnose a retinal detachment. Otherwise, you go to your family practitioner as soon as possible, go to the emergency department, and you will be referred to an ophthalmologist who will usually see you quite quickly.
Okay, so that's a healthcare professional is going to refer you on to an ophthalmologist.
Yeah.
All right, and then what's the ophthalmologist going to do?
So we're going to do an eye exam. We're going to dilate your pupil. We're going to look in, and we're going to determine if the retina is attached or detached.
All right.
Is that relatively straightforward on that examination?
It is relatively straightforward. So sometimes you might have more of a vitreous detachment, and if we see a tear in the retina, we can laser it, and that can hopefully lower the incidence of a retinal detachment.
Okay, before we go to treatment, so just back to where you should go. So if it's midnight and I experience this, I should go to the emergency room in the middle of the night.
Yes,
I should not say, honey, let's just sleep till 7. And then I think it's a really important point, because some of this could be irreversible depending on the timing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I just saw a flasher. I should go to emerge.
we'll just check you right now.
wrong type of flasher.
Okay, so you have the test, and now you've diagnosed. So say it's 2 in the morning. You called in, you're on call, you're like, really? You go in, you look in someone's eye, you're like, they have a retinal detachment. What does the course of treatment look like for that person now?
So, I mean, there is some urgency to treating a retinal detachment, especially if you have a macula on retinal detachment. The macula is the center part of the vision. We know that if it detaches and the longer it's detached, there's less likely chance of visual recovery. So now, generally, the newest treatments for retinal detachment is actually putting a bubble into the eye. So we put a little gas bubble into the eye that kind of flattens out the retina, and then we do some laser. That's usually done with a retina specialist. There are retina specialists kind of all over the city, and we would contact them. I mean, will they come in at 3 o'clock in the morning? I can't guarantee that, but they're generally very, very helpful, and they understand the urgency of fixing this.
And we did that here in the hospital.
We are very lucky in Oakville Trafalgar Hospital to have a retina specialist.
Excellent.
And then so then that bubble essentially is pushing the wallpaper back up against the wall and then holding it there based on your position too, right?
They
have
exactly.
People have to be in a certain position.
Yeah, you have to position to try and encourage the area to flatten out. We're not going to make you stand on your head,
but flat
or on your side.
And then your body heals it?
Your body will heal it, and then we have to do some laser treatment because there's usually a little tear in the retina.
Okay.
That was the underlying cause.
Okay, and then what are the outcomes? Let's say you had a retinal detachment, you got it treated appropriately, urgently.
I mean, the outcomes can actually be very good. We've seen a lot of people with retinal detachments. We do whatever treatment is necessary. Sometimes it is the bubble, sometimes they need surgery.
Right.
Sometimes they start with the bubble and go on to get surgery, but sometimes the outcomes are actually very good. And the faster we detect it and the faster we treat it, the better the outcome.
So it's possible that you would not lose any vision.
Exactly.
But it is possible also that you could lose vision depending on the size of the tear as well as the treatment itself and the duration between.
Yeah, size of the tear, size of the detachment, and obviously if the macula is affected.
Okay. Wow. There's retinal detachment. In case you were wondering, or if you have had one or know someone who has, leave a comment, share the story so someone else reading the comments can learn from it.
One thing I'm sure people that have had one, leave a comment. If you've had one, can you get another one? Because in a lot of things in our business, if you had one, there's another chance that you could get another one or on the other eye.
The risks are there. Certainly it is much higher. So, you mean that same eye could get a second retinal detachment or the other eye. So generally, when we check the first eye, we always check the second eye. Sometimes we do some prophylactic laser treatment to try and lower the risk.
Wow. All right. Scary. Any stuff when you could lose your vision, I think, is very, very scary.
Everybody.
If you like this video, please like it, subscribe to our channel, share it with someone that's thinking about their retina.
And remember, you are in charge of your own health. Thanks so much for joining us and sharing all that wisdom.
My pleasure.
Awesome. We'll see you next time.